Just tell us about this fight you've had to get any kind of financial support for your son. How did it start? When did you first realise you were going to have a fight on your hands?
I first realised when my son, obviously not long after he was born, unfortunately his father and I had separated. And obviously I was then concerned also about the financial concerns, you know, raising children, etc. So I did contact the CSA as required. My son's father didn't want me to engage down that line. However, legally, you know, you have to. So I did contact the CSA. I found them to be, in my experience, quite sort of slow and dilly-dallying on the uptake of ensuring that finances were put in place. So after a couple of years, they finally did put in place payments. That didn't last terribly long, unfortunately, because then my son's father went to live abroad. And if you live in certain countries under the ESA, you're not actually legal bound by our law to pay maintenance.
Because this is the thing we couldn't get over yesterday. The man that we're talking about, the father of your son, he's not someone who's struggling to earn money or find a job. He's a well-paid professional man. That must be so frustrating on your part.
Yes, it is, because I think that children obviously deserve every opportunity to excel in whichever way they can. And if parents can or are in a position to finance opportunities, then therefore I think it's your duty and obligation to do so.
Right.
So to be in a financial position and begrudge providing for that child, I think is, well, it's disgusting, really.
Is it right you've come to some kind of compromise agreement? What's the latest?
The latest is, after 13 years of raising my son, all by myself with no financial assistance, it came to a header, really, and I thought, you know, this isn't really fair, and I decided to pursue it myself. Because the CSA couldn't pursue it, because it was out of their remit, then it was down to myself. So I got in touch and emailed my son's father, and through very lengthy negotiations via email, we did come to some sort of agreement. But I do think it's very, very disappointing that a lot of women in this position, it's very hard to find the right advice, or indeed a lot of places don't want to take you on. Especially if you do have an ex-partner who's working for a very high-profile company.
Yeah.
I think it makes them slightly more reluctant to take that on.
Is he interested in being a father, or is it just, I'll pay my dues kind of thing?
Unfortunately, no, he's not.
Okay.
My son, he's the most amazing young man, everybody who meets him.
Thomas was saying very much the same yesterday.
He just has something about him, you know, some sort of charisma and personality. He's very easygoing, intelligent, very skilled. He loves doing all sorts of things, from origami. He adores trains. In fact, he's on one today. He's actually travelling daily to London to go to school.
Good.
But that's his ideal dream. He's currently, I've secured him a place at a top theatre school in London.
Excellent.
Because he's a singer. So combining what he loves to do, to sing, with going on a train every day, he thinks he's won the lottery.
I was going to say, like Christmas and birthday all rolled up into one.
Yeah, he absolutely, you know, he adores it.
But, I mean, one of the things Thomas was saying yesterday is he's doing all of this in the hope that the man who's his father will pay attention, make a phone call. Is that still in your son's mind? Is that something that still drives him?
Yes. Each year you find him looking at the Father's Day cards, and you can see in his face that he's sort of thinking, shan't I buy one? Shall I buy one? Shall I post it? Shall I not post it? And when he was a chorister, he was a chorister when he was younger, he used to say, I wish he would come and hear me sing at the cathedral. And I think he feels that he wants to excel in what he's doing, because that's his chosen pathway. He really wants to perform. But I think as well, he thinks that if he does exceptionally well at that, that he might be recognised.
Yeah. Bridget, I appreciate that this is very upsetting for you, and thanks very much for coming and talking to us. I'm going to come back to you, and we just need to go and do kind of news headlines and traffic and travel, but I'm going to come back to you. I want to speak to Michelle as well, who's the chair of the National Association for Child Support Action, who's based in Briley Hill. Bridget, for the moment, thanks very much. It's 14 minutes to 7 now.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Talking this morning to Bridget. Bridget is the mother of a boy whose father has moved abroad, a professional, well-paid man. And you were saying he's not interested in being a dad. He's interested, eventually interested, in paying his dues and making sure that you and your son are okay.
Yes. But I think it's very difficult because on one hand, obviously, I'm glad that he finally is stepping up to his financial obligations. But the thing you can't really put price on is obviously the emotional and the human contact.
Yeah.
And my father died when I was very young, 4 or 5. And I grew up without a father. So I know how that sort of feels. And obviously, I don't really wish that for my son. Because I do think it's very important to have contact with both the mother and the father, especially if you're a young man as well. Because there's certain things, obviously, I can't really impart knowledge. You know, I mean, I know it sounds silly, but of course, from a female perspective, you know, if you've got a daughter, you know how to complete everything on that side and what to teach her. But of course, with him now being 14 recently, I was thinking, gosh, I haven't got a clue which way you shave on your face when you start shaving, you know. So I kind of thought that's where, as well, these type of things, I think, only a father can really show, if you know what I mean,
yeah.
Or teach the child.
Okay. Bridget, I am so grateful for you coming in and telling us your story. And Bridget, again, thank you so much for coming in and telling us your story. Thanks for speaking.
Thank you very much. Could I just say that I just wanted to mention that all the, as we know frequently, single mothers have a lot of bad press. And I'm just glad that I did get the opportunity to speak today because I think there's not equal press on especially absent professional fathers who do abscond. And obviously no mother chooses to be a single mother. It's a circumstance you find yourself in. And it's just nice to be able to be heard.
Okay. Well, the small thing that we can do, let's hope it changes people's perceptions and let's hope it changes circumstances. Bridget, good to speak to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Give our best to your son as well.
And I will do.
I'm sure we'll all hear about him in the next few years as well. He'll be tremendously famous.